Bradley and his charming guest, Lucille Norman. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another delightful play with music is brought to you, transcribed by the American Railroad. Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Lucille Norman is Fanny Osborne Stevenson, and I am Robert Louis Stevenson, as we present Penny Whistle. News, wonderful news.
Louis, they've accepted the poem, the Penny Whistle volume.
A whole lot of them. They promised to make a beautiful little book out of them.
Why shouldn't they? I love them. Everybody else will, too.
Well, now, Fanny, there was nothing in the marriage vows that said you had to like everything I write.
Here, my favorite, Bed in Summer. In winter, I get up at night and dress by yellow candlelight. In summer, quite the other way. I have to go to bed by day.
Fanny, you've memorized them.
How can I help it? They're all like songs. Each one seems a little melody. Like songs I remember.
They're memories, Fanny, of the days when I was chained to a sick bed. I couldn't run and play like the other boys, but my mind went traveling far beyond the counterpane.
How wonderful it would look in print. Penny Whistle by Robert Louis Stevenson.
Why, I forgot to tell you, publishers changed the title. They're calling it The Child's Garden of Verses. But to me, they'll always be my Penny Whistle. Little piping sounds I make.
To make a little sound like a penny whistle makes, and the sound comes from your heart and soul, the one around you shake. If you toot a tiny whistle, it'll make a little tune, and soon your penny whistle sound is floating through on me. It travels like a thistle, wind beyond.
and your penny whistle will make the whole world sing.
Louis, really, how can you hope to outlast the flimsy paper of this edition by writing nursery rhymes?
Perhaps I'm not gifted with your profundity, Henley. I write what I can.
Oh, take this story. The magazine's printed it because it amuses the 12-year-olds. Treasure maps and yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum.
I like it. I like Treasure Island.
But be quiet, Fanny. Now, Henley, Louis, you should be wrestling with the problems of existence instead of writing, where go the boats? Dark brown is the river.
Now, wait a minute. I don't like the way you read it. Fanny, my love, say the verse the way it should be said.
Of course, Louis. Dark brown is the
circumstance. I have not winced nor cried aloud. listening to time. My hair is bloody, but unbound. Beyond this place of wrath and fear, gloom for the horror of the dead, and yet the merits of the year.
To say the voyage must not end so soon.
Lewis, stop talking about death.
Oh, but he's going to die, Fanny. There are too many things to do, too many things to see. Fanny, let's tell Mr. Henley here how we see the world in a nursery rhyme.
All right, Lewis.
The world is so full of a number of things. I'm sure we should all be as happy as kings.
There are stories to tell and music to sing. There are flowers to pick and the birds on the wing.
A sandman to take you to the land of dreams. What fun I've through and starlight at night.
Document.
It is, my love. I've just given away my birthday.
Your birthday?
Mm-hmm. I had a letter from a little girl who was born on the 25th of December.
A birthday on Christmas?
Yes, a terrible thing to happen to a child. So, listen. I, Robert Louis Stevenson, being in sound mind and pretty well, I thank you, in body, do hereby make this grant. In consideration that Miss Annie H. Idy was born, out of all reason, upon Christmas Day, I hereby transfer to her all my rights and privileges in the 13th day of November, formerly my birthday, but now completely hers, to have, hold, and enjoy by the eating birthday cake with candles and by the receiving of gifts. Miss Idy thus becomes a month and 12 days younger than she was, but will undoubtedly go on growing older from one November 13th to the next. The effect on the undersigned is more doubtful. Lacking a birthday, I may now live forever, or I might come to pieces, like the one horse shaved at a moment's notice. Doubtless, this step is risky, but I do not the least regret that which enables me to sign myself, your delighted name, Father, Robert Louis Stevenson.
Oh, Louis, that's wonderful.
As for you and me, my love, we're going away.
Away?
I've chartered a little ship. We're going to find ourselves an enchanted isle. Tahiti or Samoa. Are you my passenger, my love? My fellow voyager?
On every sea that was ever charted. Ago by a young man I once met. In fact, I liked him so much, I married him.
Now, there was a foolish thing to do.
Do you remember the verse? Oh, it's tided and the captain of a tide in a ship, of a ship that's going sailing on the tide. And my ship is turning all around and all about.
But when I was with
as you beside him.
Will we get there soon, Louis?
My beloved, don't you know that to travel hopefully is far better than to arrive?
Happy, my love. king of the island of Samoa?
Half king, half exile.
Are you sorry the king is here?
I am a failure, my love. I'm 44 and I have accomplished nothing.
Why, the men and women of this island adore you. The name they've given you is like music. Tusitala, the teller of wondrous tales. And may I quote my husband? So long as we love, we serve. So long as we are loved by others, I would almost say we are indispensable.
When I wrote that, I was young and a little foolish. Life lay ahead of me. Now it is all behind me.
No, Louis. No.
Look there. Out of the window. Mount Bahia with its peak floating in the clouds. That is where I wish to lie, my love. Close to the stars, but still close to the sound of the sea.
You are not going to die.
I've left a little poem. It will tell you how I feel.
Oh, my love. My love.
I could only have left behind some monument and print. Shall I be remembered for a few jingles? Handful of magazine stories that line the dustbin. My father and my grandfather built great lighthouses, enduring lighthouses whose beacon lights cut through the dark. But my penny whistle made such a little, little sound.
My dear Mrs. Stevenson, may one unknown to you share your sorrow at the loss of so great a man. May I tell you only that my sick child grows better as he reads your husband's brave poem. One stanza, and the pain and loneliness seem to disappear.
I found a little shadow that goes in and out with me. And what can be the use of him is more than I can see.
Oh, Louis. Oh, my love. Dear Mrs. Stevenson, my little girl has a garden by her bedside, a garden of verses planted by your husband. My daughter is crippled, but she walks in that garden which belongs to the children of the world.
How do you like to go up in the spring? Up in the air so blue. Oh, I just think it's a pleasant thing. Every child can
do. Oh, my love. Your little penny whistle sound is floating to the moon.
Oh, fill your song with heartbeat, with love and everything. And then your penny whistle sound.
Close to the stars. Ten chieftains carried you there to rest and dream. And they have carved into the mountainside the words you wrote.
This is the verse you engraved. Here now the eyes where you
back in just one moment. And meanwhile, our thanks to Lou Merrill, Patty Iannone, Stuffy Singer, and our entire company. Penny Whistle, with special music by Carmen Dragon, was written by Lawrence and Lee. The music of Where Go the Boats is by Ethelbert Nevin. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at the same time by the American Railroads.